Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Harris. We're coming to you, as we normally do, from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park, where the Vikings are not here. They're on a bye week. They have the week off. We don't. We continue to bring you the Wobcast, a special bye week edition of the Wobcast. And we're 10 games into the season, 10 weeks into the NFL season. And so we thought, while we have a week to think about it, let's give you 10 takes through 10 weeks of the Vikings season. So bear with us. 10 takes about the Vikings. Let's start off with number one. Adrian Peterson is a legitimate MVP candidate. Not just comeback player of the year candidate, which I think he is the NFL's comeback player of the year, but the way he's played the last four games puts him into MVP candidate territory. Obviously, coming back from his knee injury, what we're seeing to date is incredible. Something we just haven't seen. He leads the NFL in rushing yards, 1,128 yards, which through 10 games also puts him on pace for a career high 1,804 yards. How remarkable that coming off ACL reconstruction, he is on pace for his career high in rushing yardage. He's always had that goal of rushing for 2,000 yards. It's only fitting that he's going to approach that 2,000 yard mark the year he comes back from a serious knee injury. Quarterbacks win this award, the MVP award. They win this traditionally, and we're in an NFL culture right now that loves its QBs, so maybe Peterson won't win it, but there's no question Adrian is a bona fide MVP candidate through 10 games. Number two, Blair Walsh might be the NFL's best kicker. Yes, I said it. It sounds preposterous because he's a rookie, but I think Blair Walsh might be having the best season of any kicker in the NFL. He's 23 of 24 on field goals this year, including 5 of 5 from 50-plus. One of those in week one tied the game, sent it into overtime, and then Blair Walsh hit the game-winning field goal in overtime. He already has 41 touchbacks. That's second in the NFL, but it's a team record for touchbacks in a season, a Vikings franchise record for touchbacks in a season. It belongs to Blair Walsh through just 10 games. He's the highest scorer in the NFL among rookies. The Giants' Lawrence Tynes has more field goals made, but Walsh has a higher percentage of field goals made, and he has four more field goals made from 50-plus. I think Blair Walsh is the NFL's best kicker. Number three, Matt Khalil is the real deal. Adrian Peterson on his way to a career high in rushing yards. Christian Ponder taking another step forward. Khalil doesn't necessarily have a direct hand in any of that, but he's our left tackle. That, aside from center, is the most important position on the offensive line. He protects Christian Ponder's blind side. He paves the way for Adrian Peterson. When you talk about left tackles, you always think about pass protection, but those guys, left tackles, are as responsible for running the football as they are for pass protecting. So to me, Matt Khalil, he was the fourth overall pick, and he is playing requisite of that status. He's the best player at his position in our division, and I think he's one of the best left tackles in the NFL already. Matt Khalil is the real deal. The fourth take, patience is the key with Ponder. This is a what have you done for me lately society, no question about that. We want what we want, and we want it now. We want Christian Ponder to be a franchise quarterback, and we want that right now. And I know that we're not quite there, but I think we're on the way with Christian Ponder. He took a big step forward in last week's win against Detroit with a nice performance. Remember, he's just 20 starts into his career. Believe it or not, when you look at his stats compared to other quarterback stats, the Eli Mannings, the Peyton Mannings, the Phillip Rivers, the Matt Ryans of the world, he's on par with some of those guys through 20 starts. So he's not there yet. He does need to improve his play, but patience is going to be the key with Christian. Number five. Health and depth are paying off for the Vikings. All teams are dealing with injuries at this point in the season, including the Vikings. So you think about Percy Harvin with that ankle and Chris Cook with his arm, Mistral Raymond with his ankle. We've dealt with our share of injuries, but knock on wood, we've been pretty lucky when it comes out to injuries. I'm hopeful Percy's going to be back for our game against Chicago coming out of the bye. Mistral Raymond has already started to work his way back into the rotation. Chris Cook is on IR, but he's got that IR designated to return tag. So if we're making a late season push, Chris Cook could come back. But when we have dealt with injuries, guys behind those injured players have stepped up. How about Jamarcus Sanford stepping up for Mr. L. Raymond? The guy has 5 forced fumbles this year, playing well against the run. Jarius Wright against Detroit last week. Percy Harvin is out. Jarius Wright steps in, 3 catches, 1 touchdown. And then you have A.J. Jefferson, who stepped into the starting lineup for Chris Cook, and he's played pretty well. Josh Robinson also playing well in that nickel role. So the Vikings have stayed away from injuries generally, but when those injuries do strike, the Vikings have seen the next guy step up and play well. Number 6, the Vikings special teams have been outstanding and they deserve more credit. Oftentimes, special teams is the neglected phase of the game, but special teams has been a key to the Vikings' early success this year. Heck, special teams won us a game. If you think back to week 4 in Detroit, Marcus Sherrill's punt return touchdown, Percy Harvin, kickoff return touchdown, Chris Cluey nails a punt inside the 5 late in the fourth quarter, prevents Detroit from driving down to win the game. So special teams won us a game, and they've contributed to a bunch of other victories along the way. You have to give credit to our special teams coordinator, Mike Prefer, and his assistant, Chris White. They've done a tremendous job with a rookie kicker, with a veteran punter, with Percy Harvin on kickoff return, having faith in Marcus Sherrills to return punts. That has paid off. The Vikings are 2nd in average drive start after a kickoff. They're 4th in kickoff return. They're 2nd in touchbacks on kickoffs, and they're 9th in punt return. So Viking special teams playing very well. It's something that we really only notice when they play poorly and we complain about them a lot, but it's time for us to notice the Viking special teams when they're playing well, which is right now, and give them some credit. Number 7, Percy has no mercy on opposing defenses. How fun has it been to watch Percy Harvin this year? The guy has 100 touches. That's receptions, rushes, and returns combined 100 touches. He's averaging 13.4 yards per touch with 5 touchdowns on the season. I think he's the best kickoff returner in the NFL. I think he's one of the best receivers in the NFL, probably the best slot receiver in the NFL, and he's a good runner out of the backfield. You combine all that, can you name a more dangerous overall offensive weapon in the NFL? It's pretty tough. Maybe you can name one or two that rival Percy, but I think Percy is as dangerous and as lethal an offensive weapon in the NFL as you can find. Percy having no mercy on opposing defenses. Number 8, youth and health has led to improvement in our pass defense. Wasn't that, Vikings fans, wasn't that maybe your number one complaint last year was our pass defense? I mean, we ranked last in passer rating allowed and 26th in yards allowed. This year, we've taken a huge step forward. The Vikings right now rank 14th in passing yards allowed. Now, that's middle of the road, but when you compare it to where they were last year, huge step forward. So what's been the key? I think it's been health and youth. Antoine Winfield and Chris Cook are starting cornerbacks. They missed 21 games combined last year. This year, they've been fairly healthy until Cook injured his arm. They were both playing well early in the season. Now we have Josh Robinson and A.J. Jefferson stepping up, but those two being healthy has really helped our pass defense improve. Aside from that, it's been the youth that has stepped up. Harrison Smith is playing the safety position like we haven't seen from a Viking safety since Darren Sharper was here. Josh Robinson, 3rd-round pick last April, nice find by Rick Spielman. He's really stepped up. He's a starter in the Vikings nickel package. He already has an interception. He's playing well. Number 9. Dome field advantage has returned, and that's because of you, Vikings fans. The Vikings were just 1-7 at home last year on the way to a 3-13 season. This year, the dome field advantage has returned. The Vikings are 4-1 in games played at Mall of America Field, and a big reason for that is the crowd. Leslie Frazier, if you watch our post-game press conferences on Vikings.com after home games, the first thing he says when he steps up to the podium is, "Wow, that crowd was really in it today." And I believe that he's genuine when he says that. He's coached here against the Vikings. He's played here against the Vikings. So he understands how loud the home crowd gets at Mall of America Field, and he appreciates it. So good job, fans. Thanks for helping us gain that incredible dome field advantage back. Number 10, our last take. Vikings are in the playoff hunt. How good does that sound, guys? The Vikings were 9-23 the past 2 seasons, so to see them sitting where they are through 10 weeks is just a complete treat. Rick Spielman, Leslie Frazier, bravo. They have this thing going in the right direction. The Vikings are 6-4 overall, 2-0 in the NFC North, and 4-3 in the NFC. That's good positioning for a playoff run. If the playoffs started right now, the Vikings would miss the playoffs. We're the 7th seed. Remember, 6 teams get in. The Vikings are currently the 7th seed. The only reason we're 7th and not 6th, we lost to Seattle. They're the sixth seed in the playoffs. And funny, when we were all slapping high fives and making fun of the Packers because they lost via that Hail Mary in Seattle on Monday night, if the referees would have called that a non-touchdown and Green Bay would have won the game, we would be the sixth seed right now. But because Seattle has that extra win and because they beat us, they're one spot ahead of us. But we can overtake them. There's plenty of games to go. Six more to go. I can't wait to watch the Vikings make a playoff push in December. But in order to make that playoff push in December, we have to focus on what's ahead of us, and that is the last game in the month of November. That will be Vikings at Bears. That's going to be a week from Sunday at Soldier Field. Can't wait. It's going to be a crucial game. It will help set the stage for what's to come in the NFC North and the NFC playoff picture. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from NSYNC. Take it away. So I'm leaving.